Today, we'd like to see the title of having nailed it to the cross in Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 to 23. To another, would share through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 14, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he had taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time in Colossians chapter 1, verses 28-29, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. You may live on to the perfection of Jesus Christ, as Paul and Timothy warn and teach, from the principles of Christ's doctrine, including the gospel which Paul and Timothy preach, until meeting Jesus of glory in heaven with exceeding joy at either rapture or death. We are not perfect just as Christ, but are toward the perfectness of Jesus Christ. And so now we can be more like the perfect Jesus Christ toward the perfectness at the time of your glorification. So to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, Paul works much strongly according to the power of Christ who lives in Paul, the Supreme God, or the Supreme Christ, or the help lives in every Christian. Here, map of Colossae and Laodicea, right here, is today Turkey, so at that time called Minor Asia, Laodicea, and Colossae there, so the Laodicea, Colossae, and Philadelphia, you know, over there between. So that one, seven churches talked about in the book of Revelation. Verse 1, for I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Paul, the rest in Rome, wants that the believers, not only in Colossae, but also in Laodicea and in other above seen cities, know Paul's extreme physical, mental suffering or agony. The church in Laodicea, a few miles, kilometers northwest of Colossae, was probably founded by one of Paul's converts during Paul's second 2 years ministry at Ephesus. But later the church in Laodicea was rebuked as a lukewarm church by Jesus. Book of Acts 19:1-10. So, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples, 10. And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Revelation 3:16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So God's word, you know, sometimes is warm, cold, hot, you know, sometimes cold. When you listen or understand the God's word, maybe your mighty heart is hot, you know, or mighty cold, you know. So that kind of thing. For example, you listen, you know, God's grace, you know, or God's long suffering. That kind of stuff, you feel your heart, you know. But the other way is Moses was not allowed to enter into the land of Canaan. So that is like coal. You know. So that's example. But still, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of a mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. Paul wanted to encourage their hearts to knit together in agape love, the fruit of the Spirit, to reach the riches of full understanding, the knowledge of God's mystery. Mystery means things difficult to understand, both the Father's mystery and Christ's mystery. It's observed that the understanding is the substance, rather than how many times you're reading, writing the Bible. Build up one body of Christ with agape love. What a glorious thing when the body of Christ is knit together in love. Not speak evil of one another. James 4:11-12. Don't speak evil, you know, one another in the brothers. Don't judge others, because if you judge him, you become God, you know, kind of thing. Verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All precious things of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. So many times we have faced a situation where we did not know what was the right choice because we don't know the future. But we commit our ways unto the Lord to direct, guide us. And then we don't worry about the future because all treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Him. How wonderful it is. Verse 4, now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. In contrast to all wisdom, knowledge of Christ, the persuasive words are the knowledge of the world, earthly, sensual, or devilish, such as Gnosticism in the 2nd century, or New Age in today, James 3:15. Gnosticism, Gnostic doctrine taught that the world was created and ruled by a less divinity, they call Demiurge, and their redemption of human spirit by Google the search. Immortal, supreme, divine being, esoteric knowledge, that's a Gnosis, of whom enabled the redemption of the human spirit. New Age, it's a movement to seek for universal truth by rejecting any religious doctrines, but to draw allegedly inspiration from Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, Chinese folk religion, with the other or philosophies. That one. Here, James 3:15. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Verse 5. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Paul said, I am not physically in the Colossae church, but my spirit, mind, or heart is with you. I am rejoicing for your service in order, not in confusion, and for unwavering faith in Christ. 1 Corinthians 14:33-40. For God is not author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Let all things are done decently and in order. Verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Receiving Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life by faith is the beginning of a new life with Christ, and then we continually live in Christ. Verse 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So you are rooted and built up in Christ and established in the unwavering faith as Paul has taught, abounding in the faith, or growing faith with thanksgiving to the Lord. Verse 8, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Don't be cheated upon other human thoughts than upon the principles of doctrine of Christ. For example, the custom Moses' requirements for salvation, the tradition to make offerings to God may excuse the honoring parents. All authority is only to the Lord. Any human thoughts authority equal to or greater than his authority or his word's authority must be cast down or disregarded. Book of Acts 15:1-10:11, Matthew 15:3-6. So that's example. And Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, talking about 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's the essence. Verse 9, for in him dwells all the fullness of Godhead bodily. The Word was God. The Word became flesh. All of God was in Christ's human body. Christ's deity is a son. Whoever has seen Christ has seen God the Father. That's a cross reference right here. John 1:14, John 14:8-9. Verse 10, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Principality and powers are ranking of angelic beings, good and evil. Christ is the head of all angels because of Christ's deity. Christ is good. When we establish the faith in Christ, we don't need to seek God by means of other religions, cults, or unbiblical philosophies. Christ alone is sufficient for us, so we are complete in him. Therefore, cast down any other things equal to or over Christ. However, we may accept any other thing to be helpful to understand Christ or his word. That's a cross-reference right here, Hebrews 1:13-14 and Matthew 19:16-17. And 21:22, Hebrews 1:13-14, basically angels is worshiping servants to God, is not, you know, angel is the being, is not worshipped by us. 11. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body, the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. What does that mean? In the circumcision in the Old Testament between God and Israelites, to cut off foreskin with hands signifies a heart not to live after flesh without hands. So you cannot, you know, the cut, you know, heart, you know, with hand, right? Obviously without hands. In the baptism in the New Testament time between God and Christians, to merge you into water signifies the death of your flesh life with Christ's death, Christ's circumcision on cross. Water baptism is a public declaration that I am going to be a follower of Christ, an acknowledgement or a symbol of the follower. So every follower after Christ or every Christian should deny each life after flesh, take up each individual calling from God, just as Jesus cross according to God's will, and follow the perfect example of Christ. Luke 9:23 said, Jesus said to them all, no exception, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. His calling is individual calling daily and follow me. 13. And you being dead in your trespass and the uncircumcision, the verse 12, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. In the baptism, to merge you into water signified to bury you with Christ, and then to raise you up out of the water signifies Christ's resurrection by God. Your new life after Christ, or the Spirit of Christ, Passover feast in the Old Testament time, in a shadow of Christ's crucifixion in New Testament time. The feast of first fruit is a shadow of Christ's resurrection. So every Christian's new life is Christ's life in every Christian. That is every Christian life by faith in Christ. That is Revelation 23:10-11, 1 Corinthians 15:20 here. Now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. That is, we are all, you know, followed by him. That's why follow. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, and Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So Christ lives in me. In other words, my life, my living by facing Christ. Verse 13, and you being dead in your trespass and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. When you believe in Christ, your sin not to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, including all the other sins, whatever, such as a violation of Mosaic law or unrighteousness, is wiped out, and you are forgiven upon Christ's bloodshed on cross, and you are given a new life together with Christ who rose again. Verse 14, question 2. Having wiped out and hand reading of requirement that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. The handwriting of self-righteousness requirements for works according to flesh rather than according to the Spirit against us or counter to us has been wiped out. The handwriting had been taken away by nailing it to the cross. So, the works of our life according to the Spirit gives us agape love, joy, as well as the works of our life according to the Word who became flesh gives us a glorious freedom. For example, a lot of manners, ways, means, methods to worship God, other than to worship God in spirit and truth, the substance. Dress up service, casual service, Sunday service, Saturday service, daily service, a certain amount of offering, tithes, a particular service, place, how many times of reading Bible, fasting, and so on. Romans chapter 8, 1, 4, all cross-reference right here. Then is John 16, 7, 11. John 15, 10, 11, John 8, 32, John 4, 24. We are reading here, John 4, 24. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. Verse 15, having disarmed the principalities and powers, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing of them in heat. Christ got the public victory of the principalities and powers, the bad angelic beings, powers of death in the cross, by honestly obeying God who rose Him again. That's cross-referenced Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So Jesus prayed His main prayer. Oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will. Luke 22:44. And being in agony, He prayed more earnestly. Then His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Sixteen. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbaths. Don't judge or criticize their diet, or feast, or a new moon, or Sabbath, or the other of manners, ways, means, or method, their outward appearance, rather than whether or not it is for God. But discern whether it is against the Scripture. If it is, simply disregard it. If it is not, but uncomfortable in your consciences, tolerate it for God's glory and do or do not it another manner. Verse 17, which are shadow of things to come, but substance is of Christ. The Passover in the Old Testament time is a shadow of Christ's crucifixion, New Testament time. The Sabbath, the seventh day, or the rest day in the Old Testament time is a shadow of the day then Christ is lording or ruling. The substance is whichever belongs to Christ. Prevailing of any shadows, ways, or manners, we have freedom to worship God upon faith in Christ every day. Because of His finished work, we have freedom to come to God upon faith in Christ in time of need because of His finished work. nor any creature mediator is needed, such as the doctrine of Nicolaitans, but Christ the Creator alone is sufficient as a mediator for us. That is all cross-reference here, Leviticus chapter 23, 5, John 19, 30, finished work talking of Revelation 23, 3 is a Sabbath day or rest, Matthew 12, 18, Jesus Christ himself, the Lord of Sabbath, Matthew 11, 28, so Jesus said, I will give you rest. Hebrews 4, 14, 16, Jesus himself, high priest. Then is Revelation 2, 15, 16, so Nicolaitan doctrine. That is priesthoodship and separated the ruling order, like kind of thing, fleshy, the ruling matter kind of thing. So that one, Jesus hate that. Whoever come to Christ, come to God, come to the Lord through Jesus Christ alone. 1 Timothy 5, only one mediator to Jesus Christ, the man Christ Jesus. Verse 18. Let no one cheat you over your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Do not let anyone steal your imperishable reward by the works according to the Spirit, before the judgment seat of Christ, not by fleshly works caused by false humility, outward his appearance of humility before God, but inward heart to love self fleshly things of money, power, or glory, and by worship angels or any other creatures, such as saints, founders of denomination, his household, or himself, by forcing you into those not seen or experienced things, vainly puffed up by himself in fleshly mind, such as a false testimony. Verse 19, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints, ligaments, grow with the increase that is from God. He did not hold on wavering to Christ, the head of the Colossian church, the body of Christ. The body is nourished and knit together tightly in agape love from the head. And the body grows with God's increase. 1 Corinthians 37. Neither he who plants is anything, nor he who worries, but God who gives the increase. Increase God. 20. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? If you died with Christ on cross from any requirement regulation for flesh works, you don't need to be bound by such a fleshly regulation, rather than the works, whichever the Spirit leads in you. Such as asceticism, Confucianism, the fulfiller of the eight characters, polygamy, all kinds of flesh work, forget it, then it's verse 21, do not touch and do not taste, do not handle, simply cast down or disregard them because they defile you. So whatever higher or equal to Christ's authority or authority of his word, simply disregard it. Matthew 15, 18. But those things which proceed out of mouth come from the heart, they defile a man. Galatians 1, 8, 9. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you, when what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. as we have said before. So now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. 22. Which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of a man, and it works according to the human regulations, teachings, or human thoughts, would perish, unlike the works according to the Spirit, for imperishable rewards. 23. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Self-imposed religion, another word, will worship. Outward appearance of wisdom in self-disciplines, the false humility, the neglect of body, or avoidance of all form of indulgence, such as asceticism, looks righteousness to us, but our fleshly trials to be righteous is like a filthy rags. For severe self-disciplines, he went to a mountain by abandoning his wife and children, his life in the world, and so on. What a glorious freedom in Christ! Doing, not doing, decently, upon whatever the Spirit leads by truth, whenever, wherever. Isaiah 64:6. But we are all like of unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rats. We all fade as we live, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. We covered all three questions. Let's see here, cross-reference, you may check, you know, right here, full-blown message right there, who can be against the scriptures, so obviously nobody. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, you will be saved. This is a preaching for position salvation. Then is a book covers here available. You may choose whatever you like, works. Here, a Korean is a missionary, Louder Milk, you know, mission, continue, keep on prayer, Muslim village in Philippines, and so on. Okay, God bless you richly.